coffee, because you can take your, just boil your water and pour it on this instant coffee, your coffee's ready, but this pot coffee, you wouldn't have to boil it.
Yeah. Well, how did you make coffee a long time ago?
Long time ago, you used to buy the green coffee, and you used to have to parch this coffee. And then after you parched this coffee, you had a coffee mill. You put this coffee in and you would grind this coffee yourself. And then you would, you know, make it coffee.
So you would buy it in whole, mm-hmm. that
green coffee.
And you had a place at home to...
Mm-hmm. And then when you get it home, you'd have to put it in the skillet on the stove and parch this coffee. And after you parch this coffee, you put it in your coffee grinder and grind this coffee. And to make your coffee.
Well, if somebody didn't come and go away from you, mm-hmm. somebody didn't go away, you said they'd come in...
To visit?
No, if there's a person down here, and he's not going away from me, he's coming to...
Coming to me.
How would you say? To...
To watch me.
Mm-hmm. And what are some other animals you'd have on the farm? You tell me about cows and horses and
this. Well, you know, there's goats. People used to have goats, you know, on the farms. They used to raise goats, you know, like that. And then I have seen, you know, people have raised sheep, you know, like
that. Well, what would you call the female of the sheep?
I don't know about that. All I've ever called them the sheep.
Even the males? The males and the females?
Mm-hmm. I've never known the difference in those. Mm-hmm.
But you have seen them raised?
Yeah, uh-huh. I've seen farms of sheep.
Well, do you have some kind of animal around the house to keep people away?
Oh, dogs.
You would have dogs?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you know, sometimes dogs will get a little bit wild and they'll do what to you?
Their back.
And so you'll say, I got
a leech on the dog.
Really? Mm-hmm. Now what's that mean?
That means you got you got him tied. You have some call it a rope or some call it a leech, either one you want, a chain. But you got him tied, you know, where he won't get out to bite nobody.
Well, what if he got untied? You might say, I got
the dog a bite.
So,
mm-hmm. So
you say, I got what?
A bad dog. He'll bite.
And what do you call a baby cow?
A calf.
Now, would you call the males and the females something different?
Well, you would call the female, you'd call it a yearling. And you would call the boy calves, they call him bulls, you know, like that.
And what about horses? What would you call a female horse?
One, let me see, if I'm not sure. The male horse, I think they call them stud. And I forgot what they call her. Oh, they call the other one, they call her a mare.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The male.
Mm-hmm.
And what do you put up? Did you ever, like, see horses taken to the blacksmith?
Oh, to put shoes on. Mm-hmm.
So what do you call those things you put on?
Horseshoes. Mm-hmm.
And did you ever go to the blacksmith and see that done?
I have seen them, you know, do
it. Who did that? Would you do it on the farm or would you?
Well, now there is some people could do their own work. Mm-hmm. And then there are some would have to take their horses to these places is to have them shoes. And then after you have these shoes put on, I've seen my daddy, when the shoes get to wearing, then he would take that horse, a mule, and he'd take a file and sharpen those shoes on it before he would take them back to the blacksmith. He'd use them longer, you see, and that way he would